me in welcoming Alan Wong.
Thank you, Bill. Earlier, Jenny mentioned what some of the school boards were doing. Well, earlier this month, the Vancouver School Board wrote to the Education Minister, urging her to ensure that a freely negotiated collective agreement was reached. The trustees understand that legislatively imposed contracts inevitably result in damaging relations in the district. We recognize the long-term stability of the education system is at stake. This morning, the board, our board, sent the following letter to the Minister of Labor, and if I may read it out. Dear Minister De Jong, the Vancouver School Board is urging the provincial government to sit down with the BCTF to find a solution to this debilitating conflict. This is the time for leadership and cooperation, not confrontation. The letter goes on to say, we are urging an immediate return to negotiations to seek a mutually agreeable solution before Thursday's BC Supreme Court hearing. Yeah. A courtroom cannot provide solutions to the underlying problems that face students, teachers, and parents. The interests of all students will be best served if a way is found to put them back in the classroom. There is still time for a fair and reasonable resolution to the dispute. And the VSB School Board, as the employer of teachers, is willing to assist in any way it can to bring about a conclusion. Minister De Jong, this dispute has the potential to be devastating for everyone in public education. We implore you to move swiftly to bring the parties together at the negotiating table to minimize the damage the dispute has already inflicted across the province. Sincerely, the Vancouver School Board, CC to the Education Minister Shirley Bond, and CC to Premier Gordon Campbell. As Jenny mentioned earlier, the Vancouver Board is not alone in working to positively resolve the strike. Other boards, such as Coquitlam and Burnaby, are doing similar things. They're writing letters seeking repeal of Bill 12. They're calling for a negotiated settlement. They're calling for, they're arranging meetings with their local MLAs. From an employer's point of view, our board, the Vancouver District, is concerned about students' learning conditions and the morale of our staff. This board is deeply concerned about the current and future prospects of recruitment and retention of teachers in Vancouver and in BC. Particularly, and we've already been discussing this in the last couple of years, particularly given the global teacher and administrative shortages that is already evident. In the past, when the boards cried out for adequate provincial funding, the government said to wait until better economic times. Well, exactly. They're here. Better economic times are here, and the government has a hefty budget surplus. They're willing to give incentives and tax cuts to corporations so that they may compete with other provinces like Alberta. So what about our students? What about our students? Why don't they benefit now from this surplus? Everyone must understand that our children's education is the most important investment that we can make. Let's move ahead in addressing the real issues. Thank you.